I would ask you just in a moment of contemplation, just to bow your heads, if you would, with me. And I just want you to think on Peggy, and I know all of us are. But I want you to just think of the good things that she has meant to each one of you, and just let the Lord speak to your heart. Let His grace just cover you. So many precious memories all of us will have of Peggy. And isn't a good thing that if you know Jesus Christ, it's not the end? You're going to see her again? Yeah, it's sad now. We all understand that. And, you know, if we didn't have some sadness, there wouldn't be a lot of love for that person. We're supposed to feel what we're feeling. It's because we care about someone that means and has meant so much to us. I want to share with you a setting of scripture here as we begin. In Matthew 25, and looking at verse number 14, it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he also who had received 1 went and dug it in the ground and hid his Lord's money," or his talents that he had been given. "And after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them.'" And I want to kind of focus and just stop right here on the next verse, verse 21. It says, "His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.'" And when I was reading the scripture and preparing for this afternoon, I was thinking about the gifts and the talents that Peggy had been given by God. And I'm going to tell you, this precious lady used what God has given her to make such a huge difference in the lives of so many. I know this, that Peggy's had some tough fights, but I do know this about her. She didn't waste her energy on what she couldn't change. Her mindset was just to live for God day to day and apply His principles to her life. See, each one of us are writing a book every single day about our life. All of us are filling that book with chapters from the day that we're born to the day that we go home to be with the Lord. And I thought about Peggy, and this thought came to me that she has authored a book, ladies and gentlemen, worth reading. She did the little things that matter. And I'm going to tell you, to a lot of people, those little things turned in to be huge things. And she has made such a wonderful impact in the lives of so many. If I could go in this vein with you, inside of the pages of this book about Peggy, there's some things that you would find. The first thing that you would find in this book, there would be a chapter written. It would be about tremendous acts of kindness. Ephesians 4:32 says, "And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." I'm going to tell you, many of you in this room have experienced the kindness of Peggy Rule. For me and Joyce, we experienced it in a maximum way when we got ready to move to Illinois and we felt called to another church in 2002. Milton Peggy came over and helped us move. And they spent all day, and it was just us four and Mary Catherine packing that U-Haul. And I'm going to tell you, it meant so much to us. And they were so kind. And they've got this apartment at their house. And they invited us over, and we got to stay. And as we were getting ready to leave the next morning, they told us all, you can't leave without having breakfast. And I'm going to tell you, that was a good morning to start our day on our new adventure. And the kindness that Peggy and Milt shown to us will never, ever be forgotten in our family. Peggy and Milt would always visit my mom almost every single year and bring her Christmas gifts. And my mom is on her way to being 92 years old. And ever so often she'll say, "You remember that nice couple that came to my house and brought me that Christmas gift?" And I said, "I sure do, Mom. I know exactly who that is." Acts of kindness. Acts of kindness. The love that she had, Jim and Amy, for Teen Challenge. And I know you'll talk about it in just a little bit. But when they would come, it didn't matter what church they came to, if she was there, I'm going to tell you, her eyes would light up when they came and sing and they ministered to the congregation. See, Peggy, we all know, and she'll tell you, she had been through some struggles, and I'm going to tell you, the struggles that she faced, it could have made her bitter, or it could have made her better. I'm going to tell you, she didn't let it make her bitter. She let it make her better. That's the type of lady that she was. See, inside the pages of this book about Peggy, you would find an awesome encourager. Psalms 46 verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." As I said to you just a moment ago, I know Peggy, like all of us, have had her moments. But I'm going to tell you, she was one of the most positive persons that I've ever been around. She had a deep, deep concern for other people. And one thing about Peggy, you didn't have to doubt where you stood. She let you know, but that's okay. Because that was just a sign that she loved you and cared about you and wanted the best for your life. Dina Morris, who goes to her church back quite a few years ago, lost her job. She called Milt and Peggy, and there's another one that Milt and Peggy had helped move at one time. And Dina was really, really down, and I asked her if it's okay if I could share this with all of you. And Peggy Milt encouraged her that God was going to take care of her and that she was going to find that next job. And sure enough, she did. And Peggy gave her a plaque that's still in her home today. And that plaque says this: "When God closes a door, He opens a window." I love it. I love it. When He closes a door, He opens a window. And the very day that Peggy went on to be with the Lord, and Dina says she looked at that plaque and was reminded of Peggy, of her kindness and her encouragement in her life. And if I would ask all of you, there's been moments when you've been down. There's been moments when you've gone through some stuff. Guys, I know for a lot of you, if you've had an opportunity to meet Peggy, she's always going to be one that would lift you up and would encourage you and make you feel better about life. Inside of the pages of this book, there will be a chapter about Peggy that you would find a wonderful love for her family. Proverbs 18, verse 22 says, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." Milt, you found a good thing. Wow, you guys married young. 58 years, if I got that right? Wow. I thought I married young. But that's beautiful. 58 years together. And one of the times that I visited her, Milt, in the hospital when you were not there, she made this statement to me. She said, "How much I love that man because he has stood with me through the thick and thin." She loved you, children. She loved you with such a passion. She was super proud of her children, her grandchildren, and that great-grandchild. See, I understand, and I know this, there's nothing like the love of a mom or a grandmother. You'll have wonderful, wonderful memories to share. wonderful memories to share. And I'll never forget when my youngest daughter and Joyce and I, you may have forgotten this, but MK and Joyce and I came over to your house to eat, and she made one of the most awesome London broils I have ever eaten in my life. Just little acts of kindness that set her apart. And see, if you were around Peggy for any length of time, I'm going to tell you, you became family because she adopted you. She just brought you on in and says, hey, just come on in. You're part of my life. She loved her family, and she loved those that were connected to her because that was part of her family also. As I said to you a while ago, the times that I had visited her, Teen Challenge would always come up. Jim and Amy, she loved you guys beyond anything that I could even begin to express. And I get in trouble, and if I call names, but I can't help but call a few, because she would always mention Marvin and Mary and Cameron and the family and Rich and Marlon, some of the rest of you. She was always talking about you, wanting the best for you. And when you guys were going through stuff, she was going through it too. Beautiful thing to be a part not only of the natural family, but to be a part of the family of God. See, inside the pages of this book about Peggy, you could just grasp this with me, you would find an enormous love for God. 1 John 3:18 says, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. See, let me tell you, talk, we all understand this, folks. Talk is cheap if you don't live it. Anybody can talk a good game of how they love God and how they want to do things for the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, not only did Peggy Rule talk it, let me tell you, she lived it. She lived it. An enormous love for her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because she knew she had been through some tough times, and the only one that could pull her through would be the Lord. The last time that I visited her in the Jackson Hospital in Milton, and I talked, and we knew that if God didn't intervene, it was going to be not very long. But the good thing about it, in a sense, Peggy chose her time and says, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I know Janine told me one night that all of a sudden she just kind of lifted up and declared, I love you, Jesus. It's just, I think, just another sign that the Lord was preparing her to go on to be in his presence. See, she knew it was her time, folks. But she was not afraid because she knew who was waiting for her on the other side. The same one that had been with her ever since she gave her heart and life to the Lord was going to walk with her every step of the way. Isn't that the greatness of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ? That we don't have to live in fear. We don't have to live in doubt. We can live in love because perfect love casts out all fear. She had that type of love, knowing that it didn't matter if she crossed over on the other side, Jesus Christ was going to be there with her and was going to meet her there. There's a song, a beautiful song, it was written in 1924 by Kitty Surfield, and the title of the song is Little As Much When God Is In It. And I thought again about the little things that Peggy did that turned into such huge things. The song goes like this, and I promise you I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to read it to you. It says, in the harvest field now ripened, there's a work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you. Little as much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. In the mad rush of the Broadway, in the hurry and the strife, tell of Jesus' love and mercy. Give to them the word of life. Does the place you call the labor seem too small and little known? It is great if God is in it, and he's not, and he will not forget his own. Are you laid aside from service, body worn from toil and care? You can still be in the battle in the sacred place of prayer. When the conflict here is ended and a race on earth is run, he will say, if you are faithful, welcome home, my child. Well done. Well done. And I know the Lord has told her that already, but I want to say, well done, Peggy. Your book has been written. The chapter is complete. And your home, forever and ever to be with Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Each day, we're writing a book. And I picked this up off of the bookshelf of all the other ones that I have. And it says, Life's Healing Choices. Freedom from your hurts, hang-ups, and your habits. Peggy's free from all the pain. No more oxygen, no more struggles. She's now forever in the presence of the Lord. What a hope you have. What a hope she had and has. Right now, she's living it because of what Jesus Christ did for you and for me. And if she was here standing where I'm at right now, she would say, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, don't wait another day. Because he'll be with you every step of the way. All things won't be perfect, but I'm going to tell you, I know because I've been living for him for almost 30 years, and I know he's with me every step that I take. In the days that I don't think he's walking with me, what I found out is he's carrying me. That's the grace and the love of Jesus Christ. Peggy is home. She is home. One day, Milt family, we're going to see her again. And what a day of rejoicing that's going to be because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Would you just bow your heads with me just a moment? Heavenly Father, I thank you for the life of Peggy. Lord, the book has been written, God, because she believed in your word. And God, we know that now she is in your presence, Lord, with a new body. Lord, no more struggle with a heart, no more struggle, Lord, with the breathing issues. God, Lord, she's been totally restored. And God, the hope that we have through Jesus Christ, Lord, never let us take it for granted. Never let us walk around, Lord, with a critical attitude and an attitude that would not be a blessing to others, Lord, because I know Peggy had a heart to see others changed into your image. And God, I bless this family. Lord, let your grace and love overshadow them and encourage them. Lord, walk with them every step of the way. And Lord, I know your presence is going to be so real. Because, Lord, your Holy Spirit is there. And, Lord, your word declares that it is a comforter. Lord, you sent your Holy Spirit to comfort us, to encourage us. And, Lord, once again, I thank you for the life of Peggy Rule. What a difference she made in so many. And, God, we thank you that she was a part of our life. And, once again, if we know you, we will see her again, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. I have the privilege of sharing one of the chapters in Peggy's life. I remember Peggy coming to us over 10 years ago with Janine, and they came to our training. We just got started with Teen Challenge. Didn't have a residential home yet, just the beginning stages of our Teen Challenge Center. And something I remember about Peggy so much is her passion. And went through our training and soon asked her to come and be on our and serve on our board. And then she said, "Well, you know, I got a husband too." And I said, "Well, great. Well, let's meet him." And I think he kind of reluctantly came at first. But I think we grew on him and been with us ever since. You know, something about Teen Challenge and our particular Teen Challenge Center that you may or may not know. We're not supposed to be here, according to the experts. This Teen Challenge Center in this little old town, the experts told us when we first started that it's just too small to support a Teen Challenge Center. And they weren't trying to be mean. They were just trying to be realistic. But how many of you know that God had the blueprints? Part of those blueprints was bringing together a team of people that God was bringing together to make a miracle happen here. And one of those miracles was Peggy Rule. If I had to say something about Peggy Rule, she served over a decade on our board. And there are board members all across this congregation, and I believe each and every one of them will agree that Peggy was our passion on our board. And she loved people so much. One of the big passions she had was for family members. We had a group that she would do often called Concerned Persons Group. There are several in here right now that went through that Concerned Persons Group. Miss Penny Hemby is here, which was very influential in us having a Teen Challenge non-residential program in Lexington. Peggy was a direct line and influence for that. Amen. 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 She has touched so many lives. One of the board members here just spoke to me about how he spoke with Miss Peggy while she was in the hospital. And for half an hour, she was talking to him, and she was struggling to talk, but she talked about how she was trying to minister to someone else in the hospital and trying to help them. That's the kind of person that she is and was and always will be. I think the thing that I appreciate about Peggy and Milt Rule as well is the wisdom that they have brought to our board and to our Teen Challenge ministry. At times, we would bounce things off of them and talk to them. And Milt will tell you, I'll call and say, "Milt, what do you think about this?" And I know that you would consult with your wife too and give godly advice to us. It helped to form us, to make us what we are today. Men, know that there are those that came before you that paid a price, that prayed a price, that had a passion to have what we have today so that you can get the help that you need today. So in honor of her, Peggy Rule, she would want you all to sing today. So I'm going to ask you to join me on stage. And I want us to sing to the Lord and love her. That's how we'll honor her, is to sing and give everything we got to Jesus. Y'all, come on. You know what? Y'all ain't going to get off the hook either. Amen, Mill? If we're going to honor her today, she would want us to worship. Because guess what she's doing now? She's worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. The Lord is wiping every tear from her eye. Praise God. And so I'm going to ask you to stand with us. And we're going to sing these two songs in worship to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Worship Him. Thank you. to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. One more time. Savior. He can move the mountains. My God. My God is my to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Let us pray. Father, we do come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our precious sister, Miss Peggy Brewer. Lord, we thank you that she's in a better place now with you. And Father, I pray that we would, as we are here on this earth, would honor her and her memory, Lord, and loving you with all of our heart, our soul, and strength, God. Father God, we would honor her memory, Lord God, by carrying on the work that she so passionately loved so much, and loving people and loving you, God. We pray that we would truly love you with everything we have so that we can see her one day, Lord, and rejoice again with her. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. God bless you all. Thank you all so much for coming.